מתחבר למי שבו שעמד איש כי ונדר להשם ושוב השבוע לעשר עשר הנפשוי ויחר דבור ככל היועצה מפי ביאס ויחר דבור ככל היועצה מפי ביאס חיים בנייבסקי על חסיוי של brings down from Sefer Hasidim that a person that keeps his mouth from dvorim asurim clean mouth what we call plus he never lies when he gives a bracha or he asks something from Hashem Hashem is mekayim and the chidosh says v'atobo nirmas v'poso lo yachel dvoroi a person that doesn't change his word ככל היוצא מפיו יעשה וריבונו של עולם will do. The Gaon מווילנה, he was very into Birkas Kohanim, he tried to bring back the Birkas Kohanim, what are the chuschos that do Birkas Kohanim every day? It's not yoytze. Once he was washing, you know, and the kid once washed his hands, and he spilled it in a mistake on the gun. So the gun says, he said in Yiddish, "Du bist leben bis 100 Jahr." You live to, it's a kind of expression. You live to 100. In English, they don't wish it, yeah. But in Yiddish, it's like sein gesund, you say, bis leben bis 100 Jahr. So the guy said, bis leben. The guy died when he was 100. Because kechol ha-yoytze mipiv yaseh. He mentioned once the Gemara of Yeshua ben Levi, the Malach, he wanted to see his Mokim in the Shemayim, and the Malach Hamor, the Gemara of the Erev Amadir, and Xulis, so he took him up the Shemayim, he jumped in, and the Hamor was holding on to his clothes, trying to pull it out, so he made a Shavua, he doesn't leave. Says Chalvin, Beit Shabbat said, we'll check. If in this world he kept his word, we'll understand. If not, we'll make a door of the door. That is a Musar. The famous story of the Chabin Arav, once he came out of his house and he was missing a button on his beggar. So one of the Gaboy ran, he took a needle and he started to. Sew it back. And the mistake, you know, he poked the Chabin Arav. There's a cash on the story, you know, Rabbi Nachosim, not the sew someone was wearing. Okay, you know, I'm not going into that. Maybe he was chewing something. So all the, you know, I'm sure you know all this about it. So the Chabin Arav saw the Gabbai getting white. So he asked what happened. Chabin Arav said, Gabbai said, said, no, mistake, I poked you. So he said, no, I don't. Shabbat says, I'm sure I'll be burning in Gehenna for that. So he told him, don't worry, you'll be in Gehenna, I will take you out. Before the Shabbat Arav was Nifter, he sent his Shamash to tell this guy, I want to speak to you. This is the old Shamash comes over, he says, I promise to take you out of Gehenna and I will have to keep my word. Please make it easy to chew before you die. But I said, I promise I will take you out. I know I will have to come to Shemayah. I said I will keep my word. But please make it easy. Sorry, I just remember now the story that was printed. I saw it two Shabbos ago somewhere, I don't remember where I saw it printed. That in Chevron, it's Chevron and Gilas Mordechai, the Chevron and Yeshiva. And for the old days, Chevron was a Geula. Today it's called Chevron Geula. It was a cook, she didn't have kids, she never got married, and she was like, Mamish, all of her life, she was like happy. She said, when Shemot and Chavroni promised her, but you will have a big levaya, the whole Bochrim will belabor you. It was one night, it was a wedding, the holy Shiva was away. And they get a phone call from the hospital, and the cook died. There's three Bochrim in the service. Everyone was away, no one was exactly. On the Shalai, you know, you're not making the mess. These three Bochim, but all these three Bochim knew that this cook, you know, all of her life, she said, when Shemolcha promised me, the Holy Shiva will be in my Levi. They didn't know what to do. They went to think of this, three friends, the Rebbe of Yerushalayim. They asked them what to do, you know. You can't make the mess. Kids, we have to do the Levi. Maybe it'll be 10 people. These Bochim are trying to find maybe 10 guys to come to the Levi. You get a phone call from the hospital. The nurse said, "We're sorry." She woke up. She was ready to cover with everything. All the doctors, but I got the kids. She lived for another 12 hours. The day after, it was revived with the Holy Spirit. The person has a koyach. I know some people say, I think in your age, you can start yet. If you keep your word, don't be an emes. Be an emes bigger person. Not to lie. Then the pasuk says, "Vehi meniyah v'yaisa b'yam shomay kol nareh v'soreh shorosu anav shal ha'yoku v'ashem yislach." What is the Hashem Yisrach? The Gemara says, we're talking about the Isha Shenadro Neda, the Shoma Bailo Vavio Vaitolo, the Hilo Yoto, the Ovo Anitro, Shetzricho Sricho. What is the Hashem Yisrach? She didn't know that they were matir the Neda, and she was over on the Neda. זוי בגמור אנוזוי כשאוי הרב עקיבא מגיע אצל הפוסק זוי הבריחה אמנה שנזכר בן לארץ ביודי בשר חזיר ואולי ביודי בשר כלי תאום כפורי וסליחה המחר בן לארץ בשר חזיר ואולי ביודי בשר חזיר על החזקרו וכמו והשם יסלח לו יפת דו תשובה נזכר לכל בשר חזיר ועוד סביר לי בשר כלי. So the world has a chikira. Why you have to do tshuva? For your bad kavana or for your achila? I will explain. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't punish on a kavana. מחשב הרע? אני בוא לפוסק זה מחליש, זה יהיה למחשב הרע? We know that יהיה למחשב הרע. פוסק זה מחליש, זה יהיה תשובה. So what pshat is, when Tuma Sakri learns pshat, that Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a machshava. Why he doesn't punish a machshava? Because maybe the end the person will not do it. But when he did it, he thought that he's doing it, because he thought that he's eating chazir, so now we punish him on the machshava. Oh, but not on the Ma'aseh Achila we punish him. Or, we can learn up, and Piskei Teisus is mashma, that the Aveira is the Maisa Achila. This Kateism of Yitkotin calls an Avaria. Zogim Shumazam and Erbach and Afkabim. The person is Miskama Lechol Psar Chazir, but also beyond Psar Chazir. Hey, very hungry, what's going to talk? Hey, Shulman! Yeah. They invited him for a hotel for Shabbos, yeah? What's going to talk? He couldn't hold himself. So he went to these hotels, yeah? Not saying the name is not. Moshea went to the hotel. He couldn't hold himself. Now he finished to eat, so he doesn't make a bracha, right? If someone eats without a hersha, he don't make a bracha. I remember once I was in one of these hotels, I had to sleep there. So So Bochum came over to me, who was staying here. I met him in the lobby, that I call it. And he said, there's two older people here, that they raised after kids, they got married officially today in the afternoon, and they're doing Shara Brochus. So they wanted to know, be a loch, you can do Shara Brochus. I'm not saying that Val is so you don't make a brochus, you don't do Shara Brochus, no. It's not going to do Shara Brochus, yeah? It's not a shot if you hide the Shara Brochus or not, okay? That person, kids are pitom the Mashgiach tasks. The Mashgiach said today the meat was ruined. The bread they bought from Angel, they didn't put chazer in the bread. Now he has to bench him out. To the first side, he has to bench. You're right that he is wrong that he went to the hotel, he was discovered to be a bad guy. But nice, he ate kosher before. And but to the second side, even if he ate kosher, it's not a machshov as bad. It's a maisi isu. So the male, if you feel the Rambam that you don't make a brocha maisi isu, this achila is achila's isu. What is the isu? Not chazir. The isu is this kind of the chod, sal chazir. So even the machshov is a bad machshov, but you can bench. But even the machshov is not only the machshov is bad. But it's this kind of the chod, sal chazir, the chesed, the achila is also. And the pasuk is mamshim. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor l'koy nikmas meyisrael meis amidyonim ve'achar te'osef el amich. Chazal told us here, the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe, we have to kill the Midyanim and then you will die. Moshe couldn't delay the killing of the Midyanim. Hashem said, you're dying after we've taken a cover for the Midyan. Rashi brings down. Aval pisha shoma ashi nisosa itluya badomo oso besimcha. And then Chazal say, vayimosru me'al fe Yisroel lo yidi ha-shvocho. Now Yisrael didn't want to go to fight. They said, Moshe is going to die after. He's staying. Why Moshe Rabbeinu Kvod Shemayim, you don't wait. So why Moshe didn't go himself? He sent Pinchos, Berozol, Ben-Aaron, Ben-Koyim. Chazal say, because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Midian, and the Ola Koras HaTorim, when he was running away from Mitzrayim, was Achsanye B'Shas Atcha. So I don't know about Musa. We don't have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, but I'm saying it over for the limud shem. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moiser Nefesh Tadar. He knows when he's doing this mikvas midyan, he's doing the achar to osef el amecha. He knows that this is it. But for kvod shemayim, you don't fear to die. But in the same time, in the same moment, doesn't do it himself because of course. A lot of times when a person is busy l'shem shomayim, called his last who's the kedusha, he steps on people and kills people. You can't do it. You owe a course of toy to this person. L'shem shomayim. You can't do it. Moshe knew he's going to die. He sent the Klal Yisrael to fight. To understand how wide it is. He sent Klal Yisrael to fight. Answer is good. He will fight. He's going to fight. Oh well, I can't find myself. I owe a kol satori. The bilbul amoichim, people l'shem shomayim, they step. They don't care about the feelings, about the kol satori. Vayimosru me'arfi Yisrael elef lamate shnei mosor elef chaluf tzitzon. So the post says three times. Elef lamate, So Chazal say it says 3 times Elef Lamate. It was 12,000 times 3. 12,000 went to fight, 12,000 on the Kalim, and 12,000 was sitting and learning. Midrash HaMedrash. Gimel alof mikol shemet v'shemet yudbeiz elef la milchama yudbeiz elef misham v'mkeilim yudbeiz elef la tefila. It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ilmole dovi lo yoso yoyev milchama. Zot Rashi. Dovi lo yoisek batero lo yoso yoyev milchama. Zchusim shel dovi demeres lo yoyev milchama. Omar Yeshua ben Levi. Mai nechsiv. Oyim do yizayim ragleinu b'sheorayich Yerushalayim. מגורם לרגלינו שיעמדו במלחום או שער ירושלים. השקוף הסתה. I heard once a gewaltig gesagt. כלל ישראל מסתומה בימי מוישה רבינו עוסק בתאירו במצווס. But it's a war. You have to take 12,000 people to the war. And the same, you have to take 12,000 people that will sit and learn in the same time. And you only could win the war b'schal the people that are sitting and learning. And this is our hashkaf. So I don't know, this is our hashkaf. Our hashkaf is that, remember, I heard from Rav Adas, Yehuda Adas, Shiva for Kol Yaakov, the Beit Vegan. He was a buffer in Polovich. So they came to ask why the Yeshiva Bochim don't go to the army. So Avshav said that he has to explain why the Yeshiva Bochim don't go to the army. And he explained because, so they took him, it was an interview for the television, I said, why they don't go? He said, we hold it's very important, we have to save the country, we have to fight, but we also have to have people to learn. Elef Lamat, Elef Lamat. We need the same amount of people that are fighting, the same amount of people that are learning. So they told him, okay, this is old fashioned. We wanted to explain a better reason why I don't go to the army. Okay, we're going to interview again. I'm Alice, why you don't go to the army? So we believe that we need Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. We believe it's very important to fight, it's very important to take Eretz Yisrael. But we need also soldiers, the same amount of soldiers. We need people to be Spanish. Okay, we want to put it on TV, we want to expand to the island. Okay, you can say something much more like updated. She says, you know why we're not in the army? Because we believe Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. We see people are learning, it's exactly, and not only that, it'd be dangerous. When I'm not soldiers, it's babish. I think today, like Moshe, you know, it's Balagan Yerushalayim, they don't have to learn Shtarka. So they told him about this, please. So he said, I don't understand. This is the only answer we have, this is the real answer. You want me to make up an answer that I myself don't believe in it and to try to convince everyone to believe in it? A lot of times you meet people, you give them different answers because this answer doesn't sound so good. He said, but this is the answer. You could not like it. You want me to make up an answer that I don't think that is the answer and this will be on TV and will try to convince the whole world to buy luxury that I myself don't hold it. The Sfarim say, why 12,000? Because if not, now you have to understand what we're talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't really understand. Moshe Rabbeinu, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chavo, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levono, Pinchas with a tzitz, Nezer Kodesh al Roshu. Hashem said to go to do this war. And Hashem says, if we're winning the war, I need 12,000 people in our mamash like. A request in the ganze Stadt. Not if Kusi, we're in Pina Kois, different circus. We need man, should be 12,000 people, Chazal. Chazal say, why? Hashem said, it's a war with Moshe. Now, who are the people that went? Rashi says, who are the soldiers? Anoshim Tzadikim. says, Vayish, Anoshim. Sure, Anoshim are the kids. So Rashi's Medayik. Anoshim, Tzadiki. So when big Tzadiki Oilam to war? Moshe is the. Now, why is the reason of the war? Not to get a piece of land, not to attack. Nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. Chilu Hashem. No. At the same time, as no bismelish of 12,000 people are ruining, the matzah is dangerous. So we have a chayes. I say, when a soldier, if something happens to a soldier, and Shira Bochan at that day, the Moshe got a blade, ask the children, maybe they ask the family mechila. And Bochan left his time early, and something happens, he has to ask mechila. If night Seder he missed, he has to ask mechila. It's our job. All of us are masking to fight. All of us are masking to stand in the front. Yeah, they need me, I'm there. This is what the Torah says. Ilmolei David loy oso Yoav milchomo azay shteit. What? Yoav south tzvo Hashem. South tzvo Hashem. Chazal said, doesn't help. Yoav your tzadik, you're fighting for Hashem, you will not win the war. We're so far from it. And the Sforim state that even if God's guys were learning, they had to miyachet 12,000 people, the special, like, you know, instinct learning without no faults in result. But if they had faults, yeah? 12,000 pure. Pasuk is mamshich. ויקשו בהם וגידרו ישראלים ולמקנינו ואנחנו נכון את זכוש של לפני בני ישראל and we'll come back. סתם אלמר רבי שמולביץ מוזמן מדשיילה. In the original plan they were also planning to fight. Or they came and said, Moshe, we want a Dayal. Moshe says, what, you'll stay here? He said, no, Moshe, we're going to fight, we'll come back. This was the original plan. But the original plan was, Moshe, if we get this, fight. And they go and state that the original plan, they were planning to fight. They were planning to echol its chusha. Just Moshe started to give the musa before. So the saying, I want to go back. It's a two very nice zach like that. But before that, why did they go to Ben Reuben want to be Ben Israel? You know why? So in the pasuk is mashma mikne rav oyo libnei god ubnei reuven mikne rav, a lot of grass, right? This is when you learn pasha smate, it's mashma the end of the grass. Eretz mire v'zoy sabrocho v'zoy sabrocho ashal tzivo v'shez bnei Yisrael. Vayar reishis loy kishom chelkas mechoike ksofo. So it's Rashi. Vayar reishis loy. It's a woch. Kishom chelkas mechoike ksofo. Kishom hoyo kovur kivri shel Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to be near the rabbi. So Chayk Reb Shmuel was asking, they wanted to be here because of the grass, or they wanted to be there because of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Tanya here says the story You know, so the Svarim say that they really wanted, because Moshe Rabbeinu, but they couldn't tell Moshe they wanted to be near you because you're going to die. So they said Mikvah. But the Tera says, Kishon Chelkes Mechoyke Ksof. Tzad Sheni, Chazal bring down the Medrash, Nachlo Mevuholo, was a Tviya and Klal Yisrael, and the Shlotim that he wanted in Ayadah. The Tera says they had a Negiya. It was a Tviya and then that they had a Negiya. They really wanted to be there because Moshe Rabbeinu. But deep inside, the Tera says, was a Negiya that was a Mik Merav. The Alam Olabocha wants to go down by the Kvorim, yeah? It's fast, I'm okay, the Kvorim. A lot of times, the Negiya is, he needs a vacation, a break for 2 days, yeah? No, he managed, he's going down. He managed, has a sister, a brother, an uncle, yeah? He's really bowing for them. But Lemais, Mikmerav. He doesn't go, he's not going to the Zvila cave here in Shalayim 3 times, yeah? He's going to Tzfas, Samunga. The Welt says, it's also the Remez. So Mikmerav. He wanted to be with the Rav. What do the Mephoshim say? The famous Maise. That the Sfasemes, when he was a kid, he lived by his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim. One time, the Sfasemes learned Tir Alois HaShachar. But only then he went to sleep. I mean, that the sheet is how you go to sleep before, and he was in pajamas. But he learned Tir Alois HaShachar and then. In the morning, Chiddush Arim came to wake up the Sfasemes. Deep, sleeping deep. The young man, sleeping so late. 10-15 minutes, he gave him a Musa Shmuz. When he finished the Musa Shmuz, he was quiet. He said, Zayda, I'll tell you the truth, I just went to sleep 5 o'clock, I just finished to learn 5 o'clock. So Chiddush Arim told him, I'm sorry, so why didn't tell me right away? I thought you were sleeping for 12 o'clock already. 7 hours, sleeping 2 hours, la la la, yeah? So he says, I don't understand, why did they go to Meirub and didn't answer Moshe Rabbeinu right away? No, Moshe, we like you as a soul, we'll come to fight. Why did they let him to give this Musa Shmuz? 15. So, Chiddush Arim said, look, so the parents says, to hear Musa from the Rebbe, you don't leave a batter on such a thing. The Rebbe gives Musa to this. Later he answered. This is what Chiddush Arim told. So I saw, I forgot to bring it in one time, but into the safe of Blade Box, that the Chaim Shmulevitz once came late. I wonder what?
Sick.
He was sick. Came late to Yeshiva. So this story exactly what he did wrong, but he didn't do wrong. Chatzkel Yeldonen. Finished the yell, Chaim said, the reason I was not here, I was sick. So Chatzkel told him, why he didn't answer me right away? So Chaim Shnevitz said the same shtickle Taylor. Why did the God didn't answer right away? Chaim said, well, I'll tell you deep. He said, this was when he was a kid, this was Chaim Shnevitz when he was older. He said, the reason they wanted to hear the Musa from the Rebbe, and listen good. Chaim said, I know I was sick, but I don't know how much is every time because I'm sick, and how much is because I have negias. Maybe I was lazy a little bit. It's good to hear the Musa. He said, we go to Meiruben, the Rebbe, and the Efshel Gretz. It was good to hear Moshe Rabbeinu, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. I fixed what I had to fix. They will say, no, we go back to the Rebbe, we will get to Rik finish. Who knows how much is from the Negiyas? and it's so important. A guy that knows to get Musa from his Rebbe, his answer sometimes is a good answer. Some would have a good answer, some were you're wrong. If you answer right away, you can't get the Musa. I wanted to get the Musa. I wanted to hear the Musa. So I heard Choshev Yid, the Gemara says, in Brochus, La'olam yodur odom b'mokim rabbi. In different place says, La'olam lo yodur b'mokim rabbi. So the Gemara, how the kaifle, how the loy kaifle. If he's going to listen Musa from his Rebbe, it's better to live in his Rebbe's city. If he's not going to listen to his Rebbe, better not to be there. We go to Meruven, they had the Maile, that they knew how to make Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was yelling at them, Argus Anoshim Roim, you like the Meragli. They didn't say a word. These people could want to be near the Rebbe's Keila. These people, Moshe Rabbeinu has an influence on them. Some people will stand near the Keila, but they'll make a party, they'll make a hotel near the Keila. How you accept from the Rebbe? These people, when the Rebbe gave Musa, they sat quiet and they accepted in front of the whole world. They could have stayed near Moshe Rabbeinu. They need Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to stay near Moshe Rabbeinu. This stamp from the sign of this evening, I found the Goyim in Ovis, Parakem Mishne Zayin, Chochom Eino Nichnas Letoich Divri Chaveiro. Zog the Goyim, Kmoyshe Bnei God Loi Onu Le Moyshe Ba'emza. It's anders, Moyshe Red. It's not a word. The Goyim knows, Chochom Eino Nichnas Letoich Divri Chaveiro. Kilo Nechert. Nechert Zom Moyshe Rabbeinu. And the pasuk is mamshich. Eile masiv me Yisrael asher yotzu me'eretz Mitzrayim letzivoisom. And now we have this pasuk base. Very interesting. Vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoeihem lemaseihem al pi Hashem. Ve'eile masaeihem lemoitzoeihem. ויכתב מוישה את מויצואיהם למעשיהם ואלה מסעיהם למויצואיהם. מה זה מויצואיהם? Is from where they went out. מסעיהם is where they went. He written from where they went out to where they went, and this is מסעיהם למויצואיהם. What is the pshat? So, it's two pshat. One pshat, unfortunately, explained with a moshe, was a guy that his mother was nifter. His father married someone else. A marshas, she was terrible for the boy. He couldn't wait till the day that he would leave the house. No one knew that he suffered. A good shidduch came up, his father was mishadachim. And they're going to the marriage to this new. To his wife, to the daughter's little Kala, he's going to move out to his Kala's house. The boy is this happy to leave his parents' house, doesn't make a difference who he's married. The father, he doesn't know the boy is suffering. He's so happy that he's marrying into his Choshev family. So the boy is the ikar to leave. The father is the ikar to get there. Klali saw him. This didn't want to be in Mitzrayim. They didn't know what it was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So when Klal Yisrael left, they left because they didn't want to be in Mitzrayim. So Moshe knows the Ikir is where to go to. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Moitzaeihem. Why Lemaseihem? To where he has to get to. Although Klal Yisrael, they didn't go for that. Masaeihem Lemoitzaeihem. Abi Nakbi and Mitzrayim. A lot of times a person has to know when he goes somewhere, a be not to be here, or he wants to be there. Can't wait just not to be in yeshiva, and he needs to rest, have care for the next one. But in the Foshin say Adver Epshat, that Mitzrayim means what happened to them. And Rashi speaks down, Moshe to the father that was with the son, said him, in this place we did like this, in this place we did like this, in this place we did like this. So this is Mitzrayim, is what happened to them. So, but Pashtus, okay, so we say what happened in every place. And Rashi says, this place you did like this, this place you did like this, here also Shvatim. So Klal Yisrael, what happened to them in every place where they went, al pi Hashem, but ve'eile masa'eihem lemoitza'eihem. The truth is, it's not the pshat, punk, this happened here, and punk, this happened there. It's the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesayiv the siva. Hashem is mesayiv the siva. That this will happen to you. I said over a story that I saw in Kisvei HaRashash, was a Yid. That Gabe had a shul, a very fancy shul, in his father's places in Chutz Laaretz, and a mistake, he sold the same seat to two people in Rosh Hashanah. Two Choshen and Balabatim. Say, you know, the same name and the same box. You know, the whole show is tumbling. Everyone, every time, everyone has been paid like, you know, 10,000 to get at the most, you know, aisle from all the sides, yeah. And now both of them are the same. Kids are like, even leavening, you know, somehow they worked it out by night. In the morning, you know, the show gets full, there's no extra place. Everyone was tumbling, what will be tomorrow morning? And everyone had like five Michelles in Gaboy. One of them rides down by night, he had a dream. Sitting in the Shomayim, and he sees white malachim are coming. White malachim. He sees black, big, huge, manis malachim are coming. He asks if he can go into the room to see what is going on there. He said, yeah. So Din Teira, Din Shomayim, and who? And himself. He's looking at white malachim, bring all of his mitzvahs. The black malachim bring all of the Averis. And the black Averis, twins. And he hears Chayev, Chayev, Chayev. That is a meditation comes, but maybe he's suri mechav. Yeah, he's suri mechav. The malach goes and brings bags and he's suri bag. Puts it on the schuzim, almost. But it's a huge, big black malachim win. The guy scribes, oh, he's suri malachim like this and that. Almost, but it doesn't make it. Chayev. The guy says, Efshar ma'avir al midoisa, ma'avir ma'akom shav. Efshar could work. They say it could work. He sees the guy runs downstairs to Olam HaAsiyah, goes to Agape's house and tries to mess up the house, moves the papers till the guy sells two seats to the same guy. He makes up the guy, but he makes his kids to run in the room, his wife to start off with him, he gets all mixed up, and he makes a mistake. He gets up 6 o'clock in the morning, he runs to the shul, he has to be the first one, his Mevata. He doesn't know if the other guy also had a dream, yeah? He runs to the guy, yes, it's his seat. Today, one of the guys, I came late, I had to be somewhere. Someone did a habla to someone, I was, but the person was yelling at the person that did a habla to him.
And I told the person that the Avla has done to him, Mevata, Mevata now. He said, why? I said, I'll tell you a story, you'll scream. This whole story happened that this guy will do it to you, that you can be Mavir al Midaisu. Masa'ayim lemoitza'ayim. It's not, uy, punk, I was here and it happened. It's the opposite. The Mishnah Chochmah has a beautiful vault in the end of the parasha. You know, we have the parasha of the Kohen Gadol and the Miklot. So much this parasha is going to start, but it says, ויצילו העיד הזו ניצח מיד גייל אדם פורק למן היפוס חופי ויושב בו אדמוי סקוין הגודל אשר מושך אוי סוי בשמן המשך he sits there till מוי סקוין הגודל אשר מושך אוי סוי פרגים חזב מושך אוי סוי עוד ריצח פודו אוי לנזל אלו שנמשך ביומו Nigmadine Beloy Kohen Gadol, Meis Kohen Gadol, has to be Kohen Gadol, Shanim Shach Biyom. Yeah? Lo Yitzu Lamosha, Nigmadine was before the Kohen Gadol, and another Kohen Gadol. He doesn't get, but the Kohen Gadol was living in my time when I was Chayev, then if he dies, but Lamosha, if there was no Kohen Gadol, he passed in him Chayev Misa, as a new Kohen Gadol, and he dies, I'm not Yitzu. The Gemara explains, because it was the time that the Kohen Gadol, Shanim Yispanel, Shigom Odino Lischus, so the new Kohen Gadol was not in charge of him. So Asher Moshach Oysoi means about the Maisa we know Pshudish and Mikho Asher Moshach Oysoi Zog de Meshach Chochme Ve'ani Roitze Loima She'ulai Nimshach Ze Keivon She'oilech Liris Leze Chaim Arukim The Kohen Gadol And the other Kohen Gadol has a short life And Hashem said if that guy will be a Kohen Gadol This guy will leave early We can't do that So this guy became Kohen Gadol. This guy has a schus to leave soon, so they choose the Kohen Gadol and is about to die anyways to free him out. Asher Moshach Oysoi. Same idea. We see sometimes, but Hashem has a plan. Not like, boom. Oh yeah, I got stuck with this young Kohen Gadol now. I'm going to stay here for 50 years. Yeah, that's what happened. What do you think? Some people had lobbies to try to get a different Kohen Gadol. You know, guys in the Miklot, the old Kohen Gadol is dead. You're choosing this young 25 years old Kohen Gadol, he's going to stay here forever. You choose this 80 years old, you know, in 10, 15 years, he's out. Yeah? I don't know if they had lobbies, I don't know how it worked there. Yeah? But Zogberg Meshachachm, don't think it's the opposite. Hashem sometimes will make who will be the Kohen Gadol to be the Cheshbon who has to leave. So this is what the pasuk says. Va'yichta Moishes Moitzeiim leMasaiim, but Zog the Torah the emesis Masaiim leMoitzeiim. The Maariv explains Klal Yisrael needed the 40 years to metaken them. So this is the oimek oimek. My Shmuel says oimek oimek oimek, and the Rashi that all of us know, Moshal, the father that took his son to a doctor. When he came back, he told him, "Here we sat like this. Here we sat like this." So when people are young and they read the medrash, they think they went to the doctor, they went to America, hospital. And then he tells them in the way JFK was like this. But it doesn't say what he was sick and what is the doctor. Like the whole story is missing. Marshall, someone that went to the doctor, and the way back he was telling, where's the doctor? Where's the way back? Guys that went inside of the doctor, so they went. The Marshall is beautiful, but it's not exactly. It's all what we study in Sefer Rebbeinu Bavatsky. We said it every time. But the Moshe will be exactly, it's not a Moshe. Yeah, but here I think it's even off of a Moshe. Yeah? So maybe it's a shadow, it's not a Moshe. So I'm sure there was no medical in the end. The refuah was the trip. We had to go to Switzerland to rest here and to climb on the mountain here. And all of that was a part of the medicine. This is what Moshe is telling them. This was the 40 years that fixed Klal Yisrael. So the Malvim is Masbir. Even though it looks like it's Mitzchad and Meragbi, but the Malvim is Masbir, Sherish and Yoni. After the Meragbi, they would come to a Tikkun. But when they fell, Chataegel, they fell back to the place where they really needed the regular tikkun. So this is what Rashi brings down, Medrash Tanchuma, this Moshe Rabbeinu was going over and explaining them. And all the Mefoshim say that it's not Mogen the Mimarif, that every year has Moisei and Mimatzei. And the person has to look at it like that. I was so upset I couldn't tell that person the story, but I knew if I would stop the person before he will scream, I'll tell the story, he'll right away be Mavir al Nidaisov. Right away Mavir al Nidaisov. So, the person has to learn that Eile Masib Ne Yisrael, unfortunately said that Keseder is a Shaila, is 42 Masois or 48. And the reason is Be'etzim a Shaila is Be'etzim is 42 and is 48. Because Klai Yisrael went back 6 Masois and they ran back. Then they went back, so it's the same. It says in the regular Sefer Torah they write only 142, 148 lines. And because every yid has these masoros, this is the masoros of the yid. Some big rabbis that were saying, we're holding here, we're holding in Rishon, we're holding in the new life, where they're holding, where they have to metaken.